All phone calls are unique for my mom as a psychiatric nurse. Here is just one of the many calls.
So I get a phone call from the emergency room asking me to come down. The two representatives from the Secret Service were there. They told me that this gentleman, who was not able to walk and was in a wheelchair, negotiated his way from California to New York and then to the home of the Clintons, and was found on the property wandering. All he could think about and talk about was being in love with Chelsea.
Mom took the Secret Service agents to her office on the psychiatric floor. This is a locked unit. They soon found out who was in charge.
Well, I guess they thought that they could just say, well, we're the Secret Service and come in. A couple things that they had to do was they had to remove their guns, and they did not like that, let me tell you. And we had, at the time, these lock boxes, what they call, outside the unit. They did not want to release their guns to the lock boxes. And I told them that then they would not be able to come onto the unit. They just couldn't believe that. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. But first of all, you need to show me your identification. And they went, what? And I said, yeah, your identification. I need to know that you are who you say you are.
I asked my mother how often the Secret Service kept in touch with her.
I think they called a couple times. Once was to tell me that they couldn't, to find out how he was doing, number one. And number two, they wanted to be notified if he got discharged. That was a big thing. And as it was getting close to the time of the patient's discharge, I did call them. And that's when they told me that they couldn't bring the patient back to the airport. They absolved themselves of any responsibility for this patient, period.
This is Heather Petrino for WCC News.